Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Now the forecast. Not quite as extreme, but we have another hot day ahead before it cools down for a few days. With us now by Skype is WBUR meteorologist Dave Epstein. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Bob.
So after the record high in Boston yesterday of 98, what's up for it today?
Well, we have a lot of sunshine once again. There may be a shower or a thunderstorm late morning and early afternoon, but I got to say that probably 75 to 85% of us will miss all of that. And we're actually starting to get into an area where we need some rain. Temperatures this afternoon in the mid to upper 80s, probably staying under 90. The exception would be the southern interior suburbs southwest of Boston as you get sort of south of the Pike, and especially south of, if you drew a line from like Route 24 southward, probably get some folks there hitting 90.
I understand after today it starts to cool off.
It does. Tonight will be a little more comfortable. We'll have some clouds around. The air will be a bit drier. Temperatures will go down into the 60s, so certainly different than the low 80s Boston has seen the past couple of nights. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy skies, some glimpses of sun. It definitely is going to feel a lot cooler. Temperatures in the lower 70s. And Saturday, a blend of clouds and some sunshine. It won't be perfect. Temperatures in the mid-70s. But then the heat and humidity come right back here Sunday and Labor Day.
What do you mean?
Well, we're going to see temperatures on Sunday get to the low to mid-80s. And then we'll be in the upper 80s to perhaps even near 90 on Labor Day. Plenty of humidity. And that humidity, the thing that I think most of us just want to go away, is going to come back and be with us all next week with temperatures in the upper 80s to near 90. So depending on exactly how hot it gets, we could actually see another heat wave next week.
Let's come back to the weekend for a moment. As for most people, it is the last weekend of summer because school is underway. What will it be like on the Cape and the islands and up north?
Right. So Cape and the islands, a few more clouds. Also, not quite as dry because that humidity is going to be lurking off towards the south of us. That still will feel a little bit muggy, but temperatures basically the same into the mid-70s. As you get to northern New England, we're looking at even drier air, so it'll actually have some crisp nights up there, feeling slightly like fall, especially when folks get up Saturday and Sunday mornings. If you're up, say, up towards Lake Winnipesaukee or up across the coast of Maine, temperatures will be in the 50s during the morning hours this weekend, and that's going to feel quite nice compared to the 80s that we've seen in the morning over the past few days. There'll be a blend of clouds and sunshine there as well.
You know, we talked about the record high in Boston yesterday. I'm wondering, how does August of this year, heat-wise, compare to years past?
It is at the top, and it is far at the top. We don't have the final numbers in, obviously, because we still have a couple of days left, but there is no way this will not be the warmest August on record, and amazingly, the warmest August on record that we're beating, 2016. So here we go again.
All right, WBUR meteorologist Dave Epstein, thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
You're welcome.